This week, we're turning our attentions away from the big news diseases such as Ebola and turning towards a small news disease called polio. It's one of those constant threats, but one which gets very little coverage. There's no cure for polio. It's a viral disease that mainly affects young children and can cause paralysis and lifelong disability. Thanks to vaccines, most countries around the globe are polio-free, but the disease persists in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria. From there, the virus can and does spread to other countries. Now, Nepal has taken a new step towards eradicating polio by introducing a polio vaccine that doesn't use drops or sugar cubes, but needles instead. Brigitte Osterhardt reports from Kathmandu, the capital, where she's seen the new approach in action. But the babies getting the jab are struggling to appreciate the idea.
Binit Sundas is the first Nepalese child ever to be vaccinated with an injected polio vaccine. The vaccine will complement and later replace the oral polio vaccine, which is common in Nepal and other developing countries. Government and NGO representatives, as well as doctors and nurses, are celebrating the launch of this new vaccine in a hospital in Nepal's city Kathmandu. For baby Binit Sundas, though, the prick of the syringe still hurts. His father Bimal Sundas and his mother Nisha are beaming with joy that their son was selected to be the first Nepalese child to receive the brand new vaccine.
Yesterday we came for the third dose of vaccination, and the senior doctor says that now we are launching the new technology, the vaccination of polio for the children, and it will be good, and we'll be very glad that if you came for the event. So I take leave in my office and I took him here for the vaccination. Very proud father.
Yeah, now you will be famous after lots of crying.
Nepal is the first developing country to introduce the injectable polio vaccine. It is part of the Global Polio Eradication Initiative strategy to eradicate the disease worldwide by the year 2018. The initiative is spearheaded by, among others, the World Health Organization and United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. Shyamrai Upreti is director of the Child Health Division at Nepal's Ministry of Health and Population. He says he is very happy that Nepal has come so far.
Because very important landmark in the history of polio eradication. Because in South Asia region, there are 11 countries, we are the first country to initiate this IP vaccine in our program. It is really a very historical event for us.
Developed countries like Germany and the US switched from the standard oral polio vaccine to the injectable vaccine about 15 years ago. The oral vaccine is quite popular with children for the very fact that it doesn't involve a needle. The doctor just pops a few drops of liquid into the child's mouth. But the vaccine has a huge drawback, says Hendrikus Reimakers, head of UNICEF's health department in Nepal. The old oral vaccine contains live polio viruses.
Oral polio vaccine by itself can in rare cases also cause polio among children. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. Not in Nepal. Nepal we haven't seen that, but for instance in other countries in Asia and Africa, we see sometimes small outbreaks of polio that are actually caused by the polio vaccine itself.
So the idea is, to eradicate polio worldwide, we have to get rid of the oral vaccine as well. The injectable vaccine contains only inactivated polio viruses. It provides immunity, but cannot cause the disease. But it too has a drawback. The injectable vaccine is more expensive than the oral vaccine. Because the oral vaccine contains live viruses, it replicates inside the human body, so only small amounts of the vaccines are needed to trigger an immune response, that is, immunity. The injectable vaccine, on the other hand, with its inactivated polioviruses, require higher doses to achieve the same results, and that makes it more expensive. The price for the injectable vaccine has dropped, says Nepal's government representative, Shyamrai Upreti. That's thanks to Gavi, an international organization made up out of public and private sectors. It supports the introduction of the injectable polio vaccine financially in the world's 73 poorest countries, including Nepal.
It was, I think, more than $3-4 per dose before. Now, under Gavi procurement, it should be around $1 per dose now. Even it's expensive compared to oral vaccine.
The oral vaccine costs just a few cents per dose. But Obriti says it is completely worth the extra money, given that the polio virus can be so devastating.
If you don't eradicate polio, what will happen in Nepal, in the globe? So many children will be paralyzed, crippling for whole life. And if you complete the eradication job, you will save a lot of money. It's a lot of money. That money you can invest to others, other public health intervention.
Nepal had its last polio case in 2010. Now it is officially polio-free. But the disease still exists in Afghanistan, Pakistan and Nigeria. It can spread from there to other countries. In fact, many cases of polio in the past were imported to Nepal via its neighbor, India. UNICEF's Reimarker says that's why the world can't afford to neglect countries that are officially polio-free, but which may still be at risk because they border a country where polio is endemic.
The global fight is still very much focusing on those countries. But in the countries that already have been polio declared free, we have to move ahead to make sure that polio stays free also in countries like Nepal.
Back at the hospital in Kathmandu, it is now another baby's turn to receive the injectable vaccine. As for Binit Sundar's Burdeva, the first child to get the injected polio vaccine, all the excitement is over, says his mother Nisha.
I think it is feeling so tired now and sleep now.
Health experts hope the introduction of the injectable vaccine will free the world of polio by 2018. That would make polio only the second disease to be eradicated after smallpox. Brigitte Osterrad, DW, Kathmandu.